Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I'd like to say good morning to my beautiful co-host. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning, beloved. How are you this great and awesome, beautiful morning?
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. The sun is shining bright. There's a breeze out there as well.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes. It looks like it's going to be a marvelous, marvelous day. Amen. Amen. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. Oh, yes. Well, as always, you know, it's good to be here on the air with everyone. It's good to see another day that we have with the Lord. Praise God. So good morning to Tamika Shelton. Bless your heart. Good morning, beloved. And good morning to Joyce and Lester. Good morning to Teresa. Bless your heart, darling. It's great to see you here with us this morning. Good morning to Prophetess Kim. Good morning to, Deacon Thomas Farr. Prophetess Dorn, Isaiah in New York, Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Good morning to, I lost my train of thought. Let me look. Good morning to all of New Vision. Just let me say that. Good morning to all of New Vision's people. Good morning to you. I know, and Prophet Crawford. Him and Songberg. Good morning to you guys as well. Again, thank you so much for being with us on this morning. I pray that as we go through this morning's show, that you will find it enlightening, interesting, and we'll continue to remember to invite your friends. So once again, good morning. Amen. Amen. Beloved, is there anything that you would like to say right now?
Just good morning to everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you, and we just thank you for your time spent here on this line, and we're just praying that God continues to keep you and your families covered. And we just give God glory for this show because, again, this is a platform to keep him famous and maybe introduce him to some that don't know him. So we just give God all the glory and all the praise for choosing us to sit on this platform and do his work. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we are going to go ahead and open in prayer. And after we open in prayer, we are going to do a brief recap of last week's show, even though you all that were on here, you all heard the entire show, but the entire show was not archived. It was not recorded because the recording went off after 2 or 3 minutes of the show. The recording went off, but we went ahead and continued to speak. So we're going to recap that show and then go right into the follow-up, the sister part of it. Last week's show was the 5 benefits of biblical declaration, and this week is 5 things that make declarations work. So you have the benefits of the declaration, and this week is what makes them work. So that's what we'll be discussing on this morning. Amen. You know, one of these days, I think I'm going to get bold enough, and I know I have to let them know ahead of time, Minister Tabika, but I think I'm going to get bold enough one of these Saturdays to ask one of our our listeners to actually open us up in prayer.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Wouldn't it, though? Wouldn't it, though?
Yeah,
that just dropped in my spirit. You know, that would be pretty cool. And, you know, and so don't y'all get nervous. Don't y'all get nervous, because I would definitely ask you ahead of time. I would ask you ahead of time so that you would be prepared. But that's what dropped in my spirit. And I like to try at least 90% of the stuff that drops in my spirit, at least 90% of it I'd like to try out. So all is well, all is well. Minister Tabika, I'm going to ask you to pray. I'm going to mute because I'm about to have another coughing spell. So,
okay, all right.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Yes, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Lord God, there is none like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just praise you this morning. We praise you, oh God, because, look, we are alive. We are well in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we just give you glory, oh God. We thank you for that protection throughout the night where you covered us from things, Lord God, that we didn't even know were coming up against us, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all the things that you are doing, Lord God. All the things that you have done and all the things to come, Lord God. We thank you that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And for that, Lord God, we give you praise and we honor you and we bless you and we love you, Lord God. Father, we just ask that you just continue to grant us the peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God. When things rise against us, oh God, when situations occur, when we don't know what's going to happen on tomorrow, or we don't know what decision should be made, Lord God, we just consult you. We ask you, Lord God, on what to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cannot continue to live without asking you, without consulting you, without getting permission from you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because every time we do that, we make the wrong decision. So, Father, I pray, Lord God, that in this season that we are coming to you with every time a decision needs to be made in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we're asking you, what should we do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just continue to give you glory, Lord God, for everything that you're doing, oh God. We continue to give you praise, oh God. We continue to honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. For there is none like you. You are a mighty God. Hallelujah. And we praise you. We, Lord God, just ask that you touch your people even now. Every person on this line and that's representing their families in the name of Jesus. God, you know what their prayers are about. You see their tears, Father God. Even for some, Father God, you know their frustrations in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you just give them peace wherever they are right now in the name of Jesus. God, I just ask that you just cause the spirit of peace to just overwhelm them now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. I also, Lord God, ask that you just hold them even now, Lord God. Hold them tight in your arms. Squeeze them, Lord God. Let them know that you see, Father God, and you hear, and you know all the things that they are facing in the name of Jesus. God, give us the weapons that we need to defeat the giants in the name of Jesus. And you left us some protection. You left us the armor of God. And Lord, we just pray that we remember to put that armor on before we go to bed at night, throughout the day, and when we wake up in the morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, which means that the armor should be on each and every day, Lord God. So we just thank you for everything that you left us, all the tools, all the resources, Lord God. Holy Spirit, you gave us everything that we need to survive this world, Father, in the name of Jesus. You gave us everything that we needed to walk out our gifts that you've given us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And Lord, so I cut the ties of fear right now that will continue to hold us back from being who you called us to be, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We just continue to give you praise, Father God, because we know that you are worthy, oh God. We know that you are on the throne and that you are working all things out. And Lord God, we just scream hallelujah, 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 oh God. We thank you, we bless you, and we love you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle, are you still there? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you feel, Queen? I hear you praying. You're saying some powerful stuff there. You say representing every family, every generation. I'm breaking the curses. That's powerful. I'm Pastor Dodger and CEO. How you feel today, Queen?
Mm-hmm. I'm well, thank you.
Can you hear us, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I surely can. Good morning, Queen.
Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
I'm very well. Very
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
It's a beautiful day. I'm in Nashville. I'm on the road. I'm going back home in 2 days. I got to see my wife and my kids.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Did you have a particular request or a remark that you wanted to make?
I surely do.
Yes, sir.
I want you to pray for my daughter. Her name is One Love. Her name is One Love Rose Green, and she's going to be one. It's her first birthday. So I just need I need traveler's mercy, and I also need prayer that everything is cool when I go back home. Because, you know, sometimes when you leave the house, when a man leaves the house, everything goes in a disarray until he comes back. And I've been on the road for like the last 4 months. So every time you go back home, yeah, I'm traveling.
Okay. All righty. Well, Minister Tabika, would you go ahead, beloved, and pray?
Yes. Amen.
Thank you,
darling. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we lift Pastor up right now and his family, Lord God. We lift up his daughter, Rose. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you just continue to protect this wonderful little princess in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that she is here to see her one-year birthday, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We rejoice for everything that you're doing in her life, even now, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you protected her father while he's been on the road, Lord God, that you kept the household, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you kept his wife, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we just thank you even now, Lord God, for just keeping this family, Lord God, keeping them together, Lord God, that you were in the midst, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God. Father, we just give you praise, Lord God, because we know that you're working, oh God. And I ask, Lord God, special blessings, Lord God, over his daughter in the name of Jesus, over his whole family, Lord God, but special blessings over his daughter, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Let her be who you called her to be at an early age, Father God. Let her know her purpose at an early age, oh God, and not be afraid to live the way God called her to live, Lord God, that even in her, even in the times where she speaks to those that are in her same age group, Lord God, they will see and know that it's something different about her. And that she, Father God, would begin to minister to her own peers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, I thank you for this little princess, Lord God. I thank you that she would be your mouthpiece in the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you, Father God, that when she speaks, oh God, and when she prays, Lord God, she will cause people, Lord God, to come to you, to want to know you, Father God, and want to love you. So, Father, we just thank you and we ask that you just continue to keep her covered. Lord God, keep her covered from things around her. Keep her covered from the enemy's games and schemes and lies, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And we pray nothing but good health over her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let me get him back. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And just let me real quick, Father, also in the name of Jesus, oh God, for this couple, for Pastor and his wife, Lord God. Father, I pray, oh God, that the hand of the enemy, Lord God, would be shortened and that the assignment the enemy has over this marriage would be canceled in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for the spirit of peace to be upon them and that no weapon that was formed against them to prosper, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, even for a spirit of forgiveness to be between them, Lord God. I ask you to strengthen them, Lord, and everything that you have put together, Lord, let no man put it asunder. I thank you, Lord God, for a revival in the marriage, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for a refreshing in the marriage. I thank you, Lord God, that as they see each other and greet each other, Lord God, that there would be a new, fresh love flowing one to the other in the name of Jesus, oh God. I bind up, Lord God, every deceiving enemy, Lord God, that came to steal, kill, and destroy. And in this relationship, Lord God, let your genuine love, genuine forgiveness, peace, and kindness, let the fruit of the Spirit flow in this relationship. Let them set an example, Lord God, to many others of your grace and your mercy. Let it be done, Lord God, so that you would be glorified and Satan would be horrified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Amen. All right, beloveds. Okay. So listen, 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 darlings. As always, you know that you can press 1 on your keypad in order to join in our conversation, make any remarks or comments as long as they're pleasing. Praise be unto God. I do thank the Lord, and we thank the Lord that we had the opportunity to pray for this pastor and his family and his one-year-old daughter. Minister Tabika, thank you so much for the prayer that went forth. And saints of God, that is what we are here for. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Praise be unto God. Amen. Amen. So we are going to recap what we did last week. And for the new callers that came on today, we covered the 5 benefits of biblical declarations. And we want to recap that. And that's exactly what it will be, is a recap. And then we're going to speak today about 5 things that make declarations work. You know, because we can run around here decreeing and declaring all day long and have no power behind it. In the name of Jesus, we could do that, but we want to do it so that it really, really works. Amen. So in looking at the biblical declarations strengthens the root of a belief in the Word of God, and our declarations are guided by rules, then there must be benefits to derive from all of these rules. So the problem is with this is that most people don't reap the rewards of the benefits because they don't follow the rules. So biblical declarations have several benefits for individuals and for the body of Christ. But we must know what those benefits are so we'll even know what we're looking for. So let's start with the first benefit. In declaration, the first benefit is building up your faith in God. Building up your faith in God. None of us has the power to build up our own confidence except for God, who builds it up for us. King biblical declaration helps to build up as many times as we say them over and over to ourselves. And this is because they are rooted in God's word. They're rooted in his words. So when we say these biblical declarations out loud, we find that our faith in God is rising, our personal confidence is increasing, and a firm conviction is settling on our mind. Romans 10 and 17 says, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Number 2 is it changes your world. One of the greatest things that biblical declarations spoken over yourself is that it creates an atmosphere where a change in your situation or your circumstance can happen. It can happen. So let's look at it this way. If God created the changes he wanted at the creation with his word, and he has given us access to this powerful tool that he used, then we too can change our world with his word. We can create those changes we long for, the changes that we desire, by engaging the truth of the word of God. Beloved, go ahead, please.
Yes, ma'am. And the next one is going to be, it creates a spiritual atmosphere where God dwells. God's word is his world. So if we're not connected with God in any way, we must live in his word at all times. So if we want God to answer our prayers, or to speak to us about anything, or have an we must have that intimate relationship with God, so that mm-hmm. we'll need to connect. We have to connect with God's word. That is very important and vital in your relationship with him. You can't know him without knowing his word. And so that's so important that we stay in our word, because he left instructions, he left prayers, he left all types of things in the Bible for us to get through situations that we come up against. Remember that at the beginning of creation, there was first and foremost an atmosphere where the Spirit of God dwelt before God changed the world in alignment with his plan, and that's in Genesis 1:1. So we need to create a spiritual atmosphere for the word of God to work in our lives. The next one is, it helps us to memorize scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So a Christian without the hidden word of truth in his or her heart is a powerless Christian. Scriptures help us to engage in spiritual battles and win. We can find that in Ephesians 6:11. They also help us know the truth about our identity in Christ. You can find that in John 1:1-2. They help us to understand who God is and whose we belong. They inject us with the wisdom we need to survive and thrive in this world. That's Joshua 1:8. So memorizing them helps us to speak the truth over ourselves when we're making biblical declarations. And we know that there are so many different declarations out there that people are speaking over themselves. However, the word of God is the one that you want to speak over yourself, because we know that the word, we know where his word comes from, and we know that it is rooted and grounded in good soil. And so we just have to be careful with making declarations over ourselves that did not come from the word of God. I mean, there are some things out there that I've heard people say over themselves, and it comes from like a dark background that they've not done research on. And if they've done their research, they would have known that it came from like things witches would say. So you just have to be careful about what you speak over yourself, Apostle.
Okay, you can go ahead and do the fifth one as well, beloved.
Okay. The next one is, it helps us to be aligned with the plan of God in our lives for this world. God has a plan for everyone. We know that in 29:11. But without us knowing this plan, we cannot connect with God. It is therefore imperative that we abide in the word of God so that God can abide with us. John 15:4-5. So if we are first and foremost spiritual beings, and whatever happens in the world today has already happened in the spiritual realm, that means we need to connect to the spiritual realm through the word of God. And it is easy by, so doing that we can change the trajectory of our lives. When we align ourselves with what has already been declared in the heavens, we can benefit from it in the physical world. Amen.
Praise God. So now you've got the five benefits of biblical declaration. And understand, there are more benefits. This is just a short list of the benefits, but very powerful list, short and powerful. It builds your faith up in God. It changes your world. It creates a spiritual atmosphere where God dwells. It helps us to memorize scripture because it's connected to the word, and it helps us to be aligned with the plan of God in our lives and for this world. So those are the five benefits. Now, we see what the benefits are, but now how do we make declaring work? Not all declarations work or yield desired results. We merely speak and declare in vain when we do not back it up with the Word of God. We can make all manner of biblical declarations as we would like, but we do not have the power to make them work for us. Only God can speak the word and they yield the results in an instant. But if we align ourselves with God through his word, adhere to the rules of declaration, and do certain things that we will speak about, we would have activated our faith in God. We would have connected with God's promises for us, and somehow we would have called God's attention to honor his words. And so some of those things that we need is what we're going to discuss this morning. What do we need to make the word of God or the declarations work? Well, in the beginning at creation, God had a vision. He had a vision of a new heaven and a new earth before he spoke it out over the universe. Because remember, the universe was void of everything. There was nothing here. But God had a vision of what could be here. So he began to effect changes in the ground after he had a vision of what he wanted to see in the world. So every creation was a product out of God's vision of the universe. If we must see changes, we need in our situations, we must have a vision for our lives. Whatever we desire to achieve through the Word of God must first start with a vision in mind. And my scripture, my second favorite scripture in the world, it should be my number one scripture. My second favorite scripture in the world is Proverbs 29:18, which speaks, "For without a vision, people perish." So we must have a vision. And when that scripture was written back in the day, without a vision, the people perish. The vision was the prophetic word that was coming forth, the law of God that came forth. If they didn't have the law, if they didn't have the prophetic word that was coming forth, people were dying. They were dying spiritually. So the first thing that we must have as we begin to declare some things is have a vision for what it is we want. You know, when I decree and declare things over my congregation, over the ministry, over my own personal life, you know, we're looking normally at those things that are negative in our life. We are decreeing and declaring the positive that we want to come out of it, and we use the Word of God in order for that to happen. In fact, the second one is the scriptural truth. The scriptural truth. So every great invention starts with a finding of the truth. If we gathered as much information as we need in the Bible and apply those truths to our situations, we would have informed decision and in the position for our breakthrough. When the Spirit of God hovered over the waters at creation, he gathered up enough evidence to use in the creation of the world. We also have the Spirit of God in us who can reveal the truth we need to apply to our situation. It is therefore up to us to search out the truth in God's word for our benefits. 2 Samuel 7:28. "Now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are truth, and you have promised this good thing to your servant." So God's word is the truth that we need for the solution to change our lives. And beloved, listen. Even in reading that scripture, it shows how important every word in the Word of God is so vitally important. But looking at the benefits that we already spoke about and listening to this word right here, it tells us God's word is true, and he has promised good things, a good thing to your servant. So you see how in saying that, that helps to build your faith. It helps to build your faith. Things aren't going so well right now. For some people, dealing with the pandemic, dealing with financial issues and so forth, and reading the word of God. Now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are truth, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. And the good thing is that you are Jehovah Jireh, my provider, and you will provide all of my needs. So I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that everything I need, God has provided. I declare and decree that there is no lack in my financial situation, in my spiritual situation, in my family situation, in my financially situation, in my emotional situation. There is no lack. I declare that in the name of Jesus, because according to the word of God, he is my provider. And God, according to your words are true. And you promise this good thing to your servant. Now, you see how all of that was built around two scriptures, looking at the negative things that could be in your life. And you speak to those situations and you declare the word of God. You declare the spiritual truth of God. And that is what makes the declarations work. Beloved, what say you, darling?
Amen, amen. That was very, very, that was a very good example, you know, bringing it to life for us so that we can actually see it. Because, you know, sometimes when we're saying or speaking to someone, they can't actually grasp it until there's some type of example or they are able to participate in it. So thank you so much for that example. It's like if we didn't see it before, after that example, it's like, okay, I got it. So thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Amen. So the next point is that you have to believe in God and his son, Jesus Christ. We cannot make biblical declarations without a belief in God and his son, Jesus Christ. And you know that some religions that split those up and does not believe in Jesus Christ, but whatever. They have the power to activate the words we speak and make them work for our good. We do not have the power to do it. Our statements of facts without a belief in God are simply mere words with no power.
Amen.
Our declarations may be rooted in a belief in the triune God who causes all things to work together for our good. Only a belief in God will align us with God's plan for our lives, and only this belief can build us up as we wait for the manifestation of God's promises. Believe in the Lord God, so shall you be established. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. 2 Chronicles 20:20. So, you know, if you don't believe in God and Jesus Christ, then you can't expect any biblical declarations to manifest in your life because you simply don't have that connection. And basically, you don't understand because you don't believe. You're speaking the word of God over your life, but you don't believe. So, you know, it's like null and void. It's you're working in vain because you don't believe in God and his son. So make sure that you believe in God and his son before you begin to speak these declarations over yourself, because what's going to happen is you're going to get frustrated. because you're going to feel, you know, nothing manifesting, nothing that you're saying. You're going to feel like disconnected. You're going to feel empty. But as soon as you decide to believe in God and his son, you will see the manifestations of his promises, because God is not a man that he would lie, and his promises never return unto him void. Amen.
Amen.
The other mm-hmm. thing is our words. Very important. It's very important, the things that come out of our mouths. Our words in alignment with God's word will debunk all lies of the enemies and grant us victory and life. The more we speak out loud our truth, the more we speak into existence our freedom. We must lay hold on truths applicable to us, declare it out loud over us for as many times as possible, and then we must leave it in God's hands with a belief that he has heard us and he will honor his word to bring it to pass. So how many times have you said something over and over and over and over again, and then eventually you believed it? Like maybe somebody told you that you would never be anything in life, that, you know, and you found yourself saying that a lot, like in conversation you would say it, and when in times that you were by yourself you would say it, and then eventually what happened, it you began to believe it, because that's something that you said all the time. So you began to believe the things that you were saying.
Uh-huh.
And if you would speak positivity over your life, eventually those positive words are going to take hold. They're going to stick, and you will begin to reap the benefits of what God has over you. So your words. Listen, I think sometimes we say things out of habit. Sometimes we say things and we're not paying attention to what we're saying.
Yes.
Sometimes we say things or we repeat things because we heard somebody else say it, or because we heard celebrities say it. And so, you know, we're just out there saying stuff. And then we figure, okay, so why is this happening to me? You know, you got to remember, what did you say? What did you speak? What did you repeat that you shouldn't be repeating? What did you grow up with that maybe your parents always said, and now you're repeating the same thing over your life because that's what you heard your parents say, but what your parents were saying was speaking negativity, and they didn't know it. So,
right.
So, yeah, because sometimes we hear our parents say things and we think that it's right because it's our parents, but technically they're speaking something that they heard their parents speak. So, you know, when we get into God's word, he'll begin to show us the things that we have spoken over our lives that he'll tell us, don't say that anymore. You know, and we're like, well, I heard my mother. He understands. Yeah, I know you did, but I'm telling you, don't say it anymore, because it causes A, B, and C. So, you know, I just love the Lord so much, because he is so precise and perfect in all his ways and the ways that he does things. He's just so perfect. Amen. Go ahead, beloved. I'm sorry. I'm getting off.
Oh, no, honey. No, that's all right. That is it's wonderful. Woo. It's wonderful. That's what the word of God does to us. It stirs us up. It creates the atmosphere. It changes the atmosphere. And you can't help it. You know, and that's what happens when you speak about someone that you love and who you know loves you. You just get all goosey about it, and you just want to just ramble on about them, you know, and that is so awesome. It is so awesome. So then, and you gave great examples, too. I was thinking about, I remember when I was 18, 19 years old, I was married at that time. And I remember that my children's father he was a very, very brilliant man, very brilliant. And there were some times that I could say something out of my mouth that did not show the greatest of intelligence. And he would tell me I was stupid. Well, it got to the point, he would say, well, you know, why do you say such stupid things? Why did you do that? That was stupid. And I will never forget one day my mother was at the house and I did something and it was not correct. And when I did it and it wasn't correct, I said, well, what do you expect? I'm stupid. And my mother heard me say that and she hit the ceiling. What in the world are you talking about? Don't you ever call yourself stupid again. And like he wasn't around, but I had received that. He had said it so many times, you know, that I began to believe it. I fed on it. And so when I did something and it wasn't right, my attitude was, what do you expect? I'm stupid. And like I said, my mother hit the ceiling. She had a fit. And she said, don't you ever call yourself stupid again. And she told me then, you are a child of God. You have all the wisdom in the world you need to do whatever it is that God would have you to do. Don't you ever say that out of your mouth. And so the word stupid became almost like vulgarity, you know, to me. We don't say that we are stupid or that somebody else is stupid. We don't decree that over somebody else's life, you know, or declare it over someone else's life. And that's the importance of having your word line up with God's word, and it will defunct all the lies of the enemy. And so, you know, and that's what Minister Tabika, you know, was sharing, and it is so powerful. Our words, you know, what does the word say about death and life are in the power of our tongue? So we can speak life to our situations, or we can speak death to our situations. We can speak life and death to our own personal being. We can do it. So, beloved, please be careful on what it is you say out of your mouth. Now, the fifth way to make declarations work is a surrender to God. After all has been done, excuse me, after all has been done, in other words, after we have a vision about our situation, we have the scriptures to back up what it is we're about to decree, we believe in God and His Son, and we know that our words must line up with the word of God. And as we're speaking them out, life, we're speaking into existence our freedom. After we've done all that, then we must surrender unto God. So what do I mean when I say surrender? After you've done all of that stuff, rest in God. Leave it in His hands. If He has said it in His word and we have aligned ourselves to the truth of the word, then God will see to it, excuse me, God will see to it that His word is fulfilled in our lives. He honors His word above His name, and He will see the activation of His promises. So henceforth, we need not to worry about the answers to our prayers or declarations, because it is all in God's hands at the end of the day. It is all in His hands at the end of the day. And the part about He will honor His word, which is above His name. And that's something, babies, that I know I shared some time ago, that, you know, there is no name greater, higher than the name of Jesus. No name is greater than the name of Jesus. And then God said, my word is even above my name. Now, if His name is the highest name that we could have, that we could speak, all power in that name, then His word is above that name or His name, that's telling you how powerful His word is. And the part that caps that off for me that really makes me go, wow, God, is that the fact that he trusted us with his word, to carry his word, to speak his word, to declare his word, to stand on his word, and then remember that Jesus Christ is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So the word being above his name, and no name higher than the name of Jesus, and yet he gave all of that to us. So when we make declarations according to the word of God, when we do this, beloved, he then honors his word, because his word cannot, will not, shall not, does not return unto him void. To God be the glory for all that he has said and all that he is doing. To God be the glory. Praise be unto God. So those are the five things that will make your declarations come true. I will go through them one more time, and then we are going to be declaring, making some declarations over your lives today. So go back and do the five benefits. I'm going to tell you that again. I hope you had pen and paper. And remember, if you didn't, you can go back to the archives and listen to these over again so that you can get them. This is meat to help make things work out for you. And by all means, let me mention the name of the author. Her name right is, I can't say her name right, is Iola Bandelli. Iola Bandelli. Let me spell it for you. It's A-Y-0-0-L-A is her first name. The last name is B-A-N-D-E-L-E. That is her name. She has a prayer group on Facebook, and it's a private Facebook group, so you can join that prayer group as well. Now, the five benefits for making declarations is it changes your world. It creates spiritual atmosphere where God dwells. It helps us to memorize scripture, and it helps us to be aligned with the plan of God in our life for this world. And the five things that makes declarations work is having a vision. The second is a scriptural truth. The third is a belief in God and in his son, Jesus Christ. The fourth is our words being lined up with the word of God. And last and not least, surrender to God. Surrender to him after you have declared the word of God. So those are the 10 things you would need to know as far as the benefits and making declarations work. All righty. So now we have here several declarations that we want to speak over your life. And Minister Tabika, I'm going to ask you, especially the few that are here about the wives, I'm going to ask you to declare this over the wives that are on this line, please.
Amen. All right. Amen. So as a wife, we submit ourselves to our husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Our husbands love us like Christ loved the church and gave himself up for us. The heart of our husband trusts in us. He has no lack of gain. We do our husbands good and not evil all the days of our lives.
Amen.
Anymore. Amen. Amen.
Okay. All righty. All right. So those were declarations over the wives. And I will say the ones that for the husband, I'll just do the three declarations for husbands connected to that. And so I declare that your husband loves you as Christ loves the church and gave himself up for her. I declare that your husband expresses belief in you as a wife, and he encourages you, and that in you, in the word of God, that there is no lack of gain for the husband. And also, as a husband, that your husband will cover you with the word to present your body or present you holy and blameless before the Lord. Now, just listening to those three decrees, or you can call it six, three for the wives and three for the husbands, do you see how the word encourages you? Everything, excuse me, everything that we spoke right there was strictly scripture. It was all the word of God. And the wife is saying, you know, I submit to my husband. I love my husband. Or my husband loves me like Christ loves the church. It builds your confidence and so forth. You're standing on the word of God. And then for the husbands, for them to express the same things back to the wives. It's so important that we're building the confidence, that we're building our faith in God. Here's something else. I decree in the name of Jesus, or I declare in the name of Jesus, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I thank God for that, that you can do all things. I thank God that I declare over your life that you are kind and tenderhearted towards others, that you forgive them as God in Christ has forgiven you. And I should say us. So let me do that again. I declare that we are kind and tenderhearted towards others, and that we forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven us. I declare that I'm asking God to set up a guard over my mouth, and that he watches over the door of my lips. This goes for you as well, beloved. And then I declare that the peace of Christ rules in my heart, or in our heart. As members of one body, we are called to peace, and we are thankful. And each one of these, love, is nothing more than scripture. Nothing more than scripture. Beloved, do you see any declarations that you would like to declare over our group today?
Yes, ma'am. I declare that we will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, pleasing him in all respects, that we will bear fruit in every good work, and that we are increasing in the knowledge of God. I declare that we are being strengthened with all power according to his might, and that we will have great endurance and patience. I declare that God has not given us a spirit of fear. He gives us power, love, and self-discipline. I declare that God loads us daily with benefits. He is our salvation. I declare that we are God's servants, and he takes pleasure in our prosperity. And I declare that we will meditate on God's word day and night. We are successful and prosperous. Amen. Wow.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Can you imagine getting up in the morning, okay, saying your prayers, putting on the full armor of God, saying your prayers, and then declaring this stuff before you walk out of here to meet this world? Amen.
Wow.
You know, you would have a different strut to your stuff, you know. You would walk with your head up, your chest puffed out and all. I mean, it's powerful. It is so powerful. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I declare that we prosper in all things, and that we remain in health just as our soul prospers. I declare that God abundantly blesses my provision, or our provision. I declare that we give and we receive good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will it be put into my lap. I declare that Jesus Christ is generous in grace. Though he was rich, yet for my sake he became poor, or for ours, so that by his poverty he could make us rich. I decree and declare that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. I declare that we experience all blessings as we obey the Lord our God. I declare that we are blessed in the city and blessed in the country. And I declare that we are blessed from the fruit of our bodies, that we are blessed with today's equivalent of the produce of the ground, the increase in everything that we have. We are blessed in it in the name of Jesus. And I declare that we are blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out. Praise be unto God. Oh, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. And just let me say this last one for me for the time being. I decree that I am my Father's daughter, and I am always with him, and I declare that I am my Father's daughter. I am always with him, and all that he has is mine. Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah. Thank you, Daddy. I am Amen. My Father's daughter, and I am always with him, and all that he has is mine. Powerful, powerful, powerful stuff, y'all. Powerful. And again, strictly the scriptures. We are not speaking out of line with the word of God. We're not coming against the word of God. No matter what anybody has said to us or about us, no matter what lies that we have chosen to believe, and we began to speak those things over ourselves, when we, hallelujah, began to speak the word of God, we set ourselves free from the curses that have been put over our lives. We're able to walk in freedom. We're able to walk in victory because we have declared the word of God. Hallelujah. The Lord of peace, the Lord of peace is peace. Declare that. And in every way, he always gives me peace. He is our peace. He is, praise be unto God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I'm telling you, I just thank God again for what his word does for us. Beloved, is there anything else that you would like to say as we are winding down here?
Yes, just to go back to the one that you read, that I am my Father's daughter, I am mm-hmm. always with him, and all that he has is mine. And mm-hmm. that last part that says, and all that he has is mm-hmm. mine. And we yes. know that the Father has a lot, and he is willing to share that with us. I'd rather have all that he has than all the riches here on this earth, because everything that our Father has is way better than the riches and the things that we can, the tangible things that we want so much here on earth. And what my Father is giving me, he's not going to take back from me. You know,
amen. Yes.
You know, what he has given me, that means he has trusted me with it. So, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, this is that. I really like that one.
Amen. And I don't know about you, but I saw myself standing as that little girl, and there's my mm-hmm. father. He's tall. He's this big guy, you know, and somebody is teasing me about something. And, you know, I'm going to tell my daddy on you, you know, I'm going to tell my father, you know, and I am my father's daughter. You know, somebody talk about, you know, you don't have this and you don't have that. Well, I am my father's daughter, and he has mm-hmm. everything that I need, and all that he has, it belongs to me. Okay. He right. gives it to me. So you can say it with attitude, you know,
mm-hmm.
oh, it is so powerful. It is so powerful. Well, beloved, mm-hmm. I tell you, I thank y'all so much for spending this day with us. Amen. declaring a thing, hallelujah, and that it shall go forth, and it shall bring to pass that which has been declared, declaring the word of God, which will not return unto him void, but that the word will perform exactly what it was sent out to do. So for this, again, we do thank the Lord. I thank you, you powerful people that are on this line today. Thank you for your love, your support, and all that you bring to Heart. Remember always, beloved, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. We'll see you next week, same time, same station. God bless you all. Amen.
God bless.
Amen, beloved. I don't know why that thing will not end. Bless the Lord.